Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today. Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Recent CSO data shows there are more than 500,000 adults living with their parents in Ireland. This was an increase on the 2016 data. And while people are living with their parents often out of necessity, given the housing crisis, what impact is this having on some areas of people's lives? Well, Brian O'Connell is with us now to look at how the housing crisis is impacting on people's relationships and in particular their dating lives. So Brian, give us the background first and what we learn from the CSO data.
Yes, good morning Claire. So this is related to 2022 CSO data. It shows 520,000 adults living with their parents in Ireland, just over 60,000 more than in 2016. But then when you take into account population increases, the proportion is the same at 13%. Adults in South Dublin most likely to live with their parents at 16%, while Galway had the lowest at 9%. And then the data would show almost a quarter of all 25 to 34 year olds are living in the same household as their parents. So it's giving us really a snapshot of the impact of the housing crisis and the ability of people to be able to secure affordable rent or even to think about buying a property. And I suppose I wanted to see how the crisis is then impacting on those adults living at home who are trying to date and are trying to form relationships.
And you spoke to somebody who's in that situation. But first of all, you had a chat with an expert in sex and relationships.
I spoke with Grace Alice O'Shea, sex and intimacy specialist. She works with individuals and couples, and she would deliver sex education in schools also. Now, I asked her in her work, was she coming across this issue in relation to how the housing crisis was impacting on relationships?
I see people saying that they're holding off on dating until their living situation changes. Like if they're living at home with their parents, what I'm finding is, you know, sometimes when we go back to maybe our childhood home and we're living with our parents again, you can kind of revert back to being in those roles you used to be in. And, you know, people not really feeling like they have that independence that they would like to have as adults. Obviously, it depends, like it can vary hugely between the family dynamics, because every family is different. They want to meet someone, but they just feel that it's almost a lost battle, you know, to even try, because they're not going to have maybe that space to bring someone back and like chill out with them and relax.
And then in terms of the ways people are finding around it, or what kind of advice you'd give to people, are they spending a lot of time in cars?
Cars? I hope not. Well, it depends on what they're doing in cars. It's really tricky, and I don't want to minimize it, because it, like, the housing crisis is awful. The hotel prices are appalling. It is really, really difficult, and it's a very kind of modern day problem. There might need to just be a discussion with your parents or whoever you're living with. You know, everyone involved is an adult, so hopefully there can be kind of some discussion around boundaries, what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. You know, some parents aren't going to want to, you know, maybe have you bringing people back all the time, but some parents might be okay as long as it's, you know, not interfering with their space.
That's Grace Alice, and we'll hear more from her in a little while. But you also spoke, Brian, to one young man who's living with his parents and on the dating scene.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. A lot of people I approached were quite reluctant to talk about this, because I suppose they felt it was a bit of an uncomfortable topic to discuss. And then there's that dynamic of living in your family home as a child or a teenager. It's obviously very different to when you either move back in or don't move out as an adult. And it might work very well for some. I think for some people, it's really born out of a necessity rather than a desire. And it can make dating very tricky. So I spoke to 19-year-old Daniel, and in fairness to Daniel, he took a couple of minutes clear out from Electric Picnic on Friday night to chat to me. He found a very quiet tent somewhere, and he wanted to talk a bit about his experience as a young man. He's on the dating scene, he's living at home, he's not really seeing much hope that he might be able to move out anytime soon. So this is Daniel living in South Dublin with his parents, and this is some of his experience.
Yeah, it's quite impossible at the moment. Even if I spent all of my income on moving out, I don't think it'll be possible.
Tell me now about being 19, Daniel, and you're obviously in the dating game and you're there living with the folks. So how does that work out?
Bring them out to a nice bar or either go for dinner.
You're not bringing them around for Sunday dinner, are you?
No, I wouldn't be doing that.
It's not exactly the ideal first date, is it?
No, I don't think so. I couldn't name one person out of my friend group of, even my extended friend group of about, let's say, 50 people. I couldn't name one person that lives outside of the house at our age, just because it's not affordable whatsoever.
So are you having to be a bit more inventive about where you meet people?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the main thing would be you'd probably meet someone around your area or their area and then see how it goes from there. You might go into town for a few drinks, but you'd never really be going to your house just because it's a bit private almost, because you're living there at the same time as your whole family.
But I'd imagine if it comes to the next few years and you're still living there, there might have to be a conversation with the parents and say, look, I'm not under 18 anymore. And
there definitely would. I 100% agree. I feel like it would depend on how your parents are with you. For me personally, I don't think it would be a very hard conversation, but for others, I can see how it definitely would be.
Or you might be giving them a voucher for a very nice meal and say, there you go.
Exactly.
Off you head out there to that candlelit dinner I'm after.
Yeah.
I suppose it's one more way, Daniel, the housing crisis is impacting on younger people's lives.
At the moment, like, I know I'm only 19. I can't see myself moving out in the near future, never mind the next few years, just because it's way too expensive. There's absolutely nothing affordable.
So do you find yourselves going to the cinema every other weekend?
Practically, it depends on what type of man you are.
Daniel's still finding ways to date whilst living at home. And it's the uncertainty, isn't it, Brian, as Daniel was saying, like he can't see anything changing in the immediate future because it's so hard to find somewhere to live out on his own.
Yes, and obviously some people are simply leaving the country to try and access cheaper housing elsewhere. Keane O'Callaghan, the Social Democrats housing spokesperson, when this data was released, had said being stuck in a childhood bedroom can have profoundly negative impacts on mental health, on self-esteem and the ability to form and maintain relationships. And he pointed out, for example, in Denmark, 25 to 29 year olds are 15 times less likely to still be living with their parents than those in Ireland. So it's especially tricky for, say, people, for example, who have yet to talk to their parents about their sexuality or who are trying to explore their sexuality, and they mightn't feel ready to have their parents involved or are aware of that journey they're on. So that's one other added complexity to the issue. Finally, I went back to our sex and intimacy expert, Grace Alice O'Shea, and I asked her, despite all the challenges and all those barriers, what advice would she give to people who are in this situation?
Don't put it off completely, because you might know how long you're going to be in this situation. Hopefully it's a short period of time, but you might know. And like, I see this with other topics. I see people saying, oh, I'm not going to date until I lose weight. I'm not going to date until, you know, this part of my life is sorted. And really, that's not how life works. You know, you can't have everything like slotted perfectly into place to wait to meet someone. So like, you can still go out and date. I mean, it might be a bit different going out on a Tinder date. And again, you might end up bringing someone back or having a drink back at your house or whatnot. But there's loads of other options, meeting people for coffee or during the day. Like, still, I would really encourage people not to completely withdraw from dating completely. It's just taking a different approach.
And for parents then, like, they have a bit of a road to travel with this as well, don't they?
Yeah. Every household's going to be different. But, you know, I'm used to talking, when I'm talking about parents, I'm used to talking about parents talking to like children and teenagers around puberty or sex or whatever it is. But also there's a conversation about, okay, how do we talk to our adult children about relationships or about sex? Look, for every parent, it's, if it's their home, it's for them to decide what their boundaries are. But I would try and just really tap into that empathy and kind of put yourself in your child's shoes. And, you know, most parents want the best for their children. They want them to be happy. They want them to have fully rounded lives. And, you know, I would hope that, as uncomfortable and awkward as it might be, that, again, when everyone involved is an adult, we can have those uncomfortable conversations. You know, embarrassment won't kill us. And you'd be surprised, you know, think how you would feel in their shoes and try and find a middle ground, maybe, for boundaries in the house.
Grace Alice O'Shea there. And that report is from Brian O'Connell. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.